massive earthquake that has hit the northeast of Japan, triggering this devastating tsunami. Professor Simon Hallett is with us now from the University of Wales, an expert on earthquakes and tsunamis. Very good morning to you.
Professor Simon Hallett.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem.
8.9 then, the magnitude. Just put that in context for us.
That's a very big earthquake. The Indian Ocean earthquake that we had in 2004, which generated that tsunami that went right around the Indian Ocean, was above that was 9.2. So we are dealing with something smaller than that, but nevertheless, it is significantly a significant size.
And when we look at the tsunami and these warnings right across the Pacific, how does that look in comparison to that 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami you were mentioning there?
It's quite similar in that the Indian Ocean tsunami did propagate right around the rim of the Indian Ocean, and indeed it went into the Pacific, and indeed it came into the Atlantic and indeed reached Swansea, but it was only about 10 centimetres high when it reached there. But the current one this morning is likely to impact, to impact on coastlines close to Japan. It will reach all coastlines around the Pacific, but it could be very small by the time it reaches South America, for example.
Now, after that tsunami in 2004, there was an awful lot of talk of a warning system, wasn't there? Clearly, it hasn't worked this time?
It has. As much as it can. The Pacific has had a warning system for decades now because of the Pacific Ring of Fire, earthquakes, volcanoes and so on, which occur frequently around the Pacific Rim. They've had a tsunami warning system principally to warn eastern coasts of America and Hawaii. It was set up for that purpose, but of course it's a benefit to everybody in the Pacific. So that does work, but the Indian Ocean has had a warning system put into place since 2004. Unfortunately, the Atlantic is still lagging behind in the warning systems it has. But in terms of the earthquake this morning, it was very close to the shoreline. It was offshore, but it was close to the shoreline. So the travel time of the tsunami from the epicenter of the earthquake to the coast was very short. So even with the warning system, the time was not sufficient to warn everybody, which is unfortunate.
And this just coming through from Geneva, where the Red Cross is saying that their biggest concern now is the tsunami, because the waves are now higher than some of the Pacific islands. Given that 10,000 died in that previous one, I mean, are we looking at such a disaster this time, Simon?
I mean, the Indian Ocean event, the death toll was 250,000. So it was a huge, huge number of people. In some respects, the area isn't as densely populated because it's mainly oceanic islands, which do have populations on them, but it's not as dense as Indonesia, for example. So the death toll may not be as high, but it's still going to be significant. And if the reports are saying that the wave is capable of overwashing some of the low-lying Pacific atoll islands in particular, then I think we're going to see terrible scenes there.
Well, thank you very much for your reaction this morning. That's Professor Simon Hallett from the University of Wales.
Ben,